Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this edition of Motown Memories, we're featuring the men of Motown from the 1980s. We'll hear from Lionel Richie, Smokey Robinson, the Commodores, Stevie Wonder, the Temptations, and DeBarge. That's all this hour. The men of Motown from the 1980s, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Motown Memories at Yahoo.com. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together naturally. I had a dream, I had an awesome dream. People in the park playing games in the dark. And what they played was a masquerade. From behind the walls of doubt, a voice was crying out. The way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together naturally. As we go down life's lonesome highway, seems the hardest thing to do a friend or two. That helping hand, someone who understands. When you feel you lost your way, you got someone there to say, I'll show you. That's the way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together naturally. Don't you think you know the answer? Oh no. Well, the whole world's got to dance, and that's right, I'm telling you. The way it should be. Say you, say me, say it together naturally. Say it together naturally.
The great Motown songs. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. People dancing all in the street.
hole in their feet. Life is good, wild and sweet. Let the music play on, play on, play on. Feel it in your heart and feel it in your soul. Let the music take control. We're going to party, climbing, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing my song.
Well, that was All Night Long, All Night. That was Lionel Richie's number one hit from 1983. And before that, Say You, Say Me, Lionel's number one hit from 1985. And we started off with Dancing in the Ceiling, a number two tune from 1986. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring the men of Motown from the 1980s. Well, Lionel Richie's years between 1983 and 1993 were more successful than the whole careers of most of his peers. And remarkably, that doesn't even include his work as the lead singer of the Commodores in the 1970s and early 1980s. Well, when asked to explain his phenomenal success, he owns the historic record of having 9 number one records in 9 years. Richie bashfully calls it a little luck and a lot of blessing from the man upstairs. Well, let's continue now with the men of Motown. Here is Smokey Robinson, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
They tell me all.
listening to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Well, that was One Heartbeat. That was Smokey Robinson's number 10 hit from 1987. And before that, Being With You, Smokey Robinson number 2 song from 1981. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and in this hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring the men of Motown from the 1980s. Well, Smokey Robinson was a crooner, a leader, a writer, and a producer for The Miracles, for Marvin Gaye, for The Marvelettes, Mary Wells, and The Temptations. Smokey was really the foundation upon which his best buddy, Berry Gordy, built Motown. For nearly two decades, his identity as a performer and recording artist were merged with The Miracles, for whom he was not only a lead singer, but he was a chief songwriter. All that changed in 1972 when Smokey went solo, and he had a variety of hits in the 1970s and 1980s. Well, let's continue now with the men of Motown. Here are the Commodores featuring lead singer Lionel Richie, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Yeah. seems like yesterday when we were working out. Jackie, oh, you set the world on fire. You came and gifted us your love, it lifted us.
Well, that was Night Shift by the Commodores. That reached number 3 from 1985. Well, when Lionel Richie left the Red Hot Commodores for a solo career in 1982, some predicted the group's demise. Well, the Commodores proved them wrong when drummer William Clyde Orange composed this great song, which was a deeply felt tribute to two soul music singers, Marvin Gaye and Jackie Wilson. Orange and new lead singer J.D. Nichols shared the lead on that 1985 hit, Night Shift, which brought the Commodores their first Grammy Award. Well, before that, we heard Wonderland by the Commodores with Lionel Richie as lead singer, and that reached number 25 from 1980. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and this hour we're featuring the men of Motown from the 1980s. Well, coming up, we'll hear from Stevie Wonder, The Temptations, and DeBarge, right here on Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.